Hello everyone, how are you? Welcome to another Mansion Inglés podcast, recorded for September 2011. En el nivel básico este mes, hemos practicado un poco de pronunciación con los sonidos vocales. No voy a repetir lo mismo porque los sonidos están en el cuaderno de septiembre, pero sí podemos practicar los plurales. Yo voy a decir los sustantivos en singular y tú dices el plural antes que lo digo yo. Ready? ¿Listos? One photo. Two photos. One glass. Two glasses. One city. Two cities. One key, una llave. Two keys. One man, two men. One party, two parties. One baby, two babies. One week, 2 weeks. One child, 2 children. Very good. Muy bien. In the intermediate section this month, we practice the past continuous tense. The past continuous, sometimes called the past progressive, is used to say that something was happening around a particular time in the past. Repeat the examples. I was having lunch at 2 o'clock. What were you doing when I phoned? They weren't sitting in the restaurant when we arrived. We can use the past continuous and past simple together. When this happens, the past continuous is used for the longer action and to provide background. And the past simple is used for the shorter action. Listen to the examples. We were driving along when suddenly a dog ran out in front of the car. The driving was the long action and the dog ran out was the short action in the middle. She sent me a text message while I was waiting for her. Listen and repeat the following examples of the past continuous. Sophia broke her arm while she was skiing. When I arrived, they were talking about football. This time last week, we were walking along Fifth Avenue in New York eating a hot dog. When I left home this morning, the sun was shining, the birds were singing. It felt good to be alive. I looked out of the car window and I saw that we were driving past Big Ben. When I saw Sandra, she was drinking Guinness. I met my girlfriend while I was travelling round Australia. When I got home, my son was drinking all my whiskey. He told me that his wife was having an affair. While I was waiting for the train, someone stole my iPod. Next, we practiced So Am I and Neither Am I. So Am I significa Yo También. We can also say, I am too. So does she means she does too. So has he means he has too, etc. Neither am I and nor am I significan yo tampoco. We can also say, I'm not either. Listen and repeat the examples. He's Spanish, and so am I. She's from Buenos Aires, and so am I. I was angry, and so was my wife. I can't speak French, and neither can he. I hate swimming, and so does she. I've forgotten his name. So have I. She's learning Chinese, and so is her husband. I've decided to lose weight, and so has my wife. I can't drive, and neither can my wife. I love travelling. So do I. Julie won't be at the meeting, and nor will Stuart. I bought an iPhone. So did Gary. He's tall and really attractive. So is his brother. You look tired. So do you. We weren't surprised. Neither were we. The hotel was terrible, and so was the food. In the advanced section this month, we practiced some more phrasal nouns. Many people say that if you take enough vitamin C at the onset of a cold, you'll often recover faster. Onset here means at the beginning, el comienzo. You sometimes hear people speaking about the onset of an illness, when the illness first started. Outbreak can be translated as brote. The World Health Organization website is a useful resource for tracking the outbreak of diseases worldwide. You should take precautions against the outbreak of flu. Page layout is the part of graphic design that deals with the arrangement and style treatment of elements or content on a page. So layout often means diseño. And it's common when talking about web page design, the page layout. It can also be used when talking about the inside of a house, for example. What's the layout of the living room? I like the way the flat is laid out. Me gusta la distribución del piso. The word outlet can mean salida, mercado, punta de venta, and válvula de escape. An outlet store is a brick and mortar or online retail store in which manufacturers sell their stock directly to the public. Playing tennis was a good outlet for her. Jugar el tenis le servía para relajarse. Takeoff is the phase of a flight in which an aircraft goes through a transition from moving along the ground, or taxiing, to flying in the air, usually starting on a runway. To take off is the phrasal verb. What time does your flight take off? And also the phrasal noun. Please get ready for takeoff. Warm up is another example of phrasal verb and phrasal noun. Don't forget to warm up before the match. A good warm up before exercise can help prevent injury. Now I'm going to read the student banking text from the monthly newsletter, El Cuaderno Mensual, and I want you to guess the word when I pause. Now, this is quite difficult, so you may want to do the gap fill exercise in the newsletter before you listen. Read it again now, or just listen to the text 2 or 3 times. Try to remember the vocabulary and repeat it after me. Ready? Here we go. Nowadays, there is a wide choice of financial packages on offer for students, and it is advisable to talk to someone about the best deals available. Many banks have employees who specialize in student finances. They are called consultants, and they can advise you on how to make provisions for your needs during your course. Now is the time to work out your probable spending on food, accommodation, and books. And if you have any savings, you should decide whether to draw them out. Credit cards are a mixed blessing. It's easy to misuse them and find yourself unable to keep up with payments. However, don't be disheartened with all this. Your earnings as a graduate should enable you to clear your debts within a few years. In the Business English section, we practiced vocabulary of office, stationery, and equipment. Listen to the words in Spanish and try to say the English translation before I do. Then repeat the words to practice pronunciation. Sujeta papeles. Paper clips. Papelera. Waste paper basket. Tijeras. Scissors. Archivos. Carpetas. Files. Folders. Maletín. Briefcase. Goma. Rubber in the UK. Eraser in the US. Perforadora. Hole punch. Archivador. Filing cabinet. Grapadora. Stapler. Sacapuntos. Pencil sharpener. Mansion Business is our complete business course in CD-ROM. Mansion Business es un completo y moderno curso de inglés comercial con material relacionada con el mundo de la empresa y los negocios. Mansion Business contains business expressions and vocabulary, listenings and dialogues, reading texts, and business functions like making presentations, speaking in meetings, describing market trends, and lots more. There are 4 review tests to maximize learning and over 120 hours of lesson time. The course level in Mansion Business is intermediate to upper intermediate, and you can buy this CD only from La Mansión del Inglés for €34 plus postage. So, if you need English for Business, you need Mansion Business. To order your CD, go to mansioningles.com, click on the CDs icon on the right side of the homepage. Ahí puedes ver todo el contenido del CD y bajar la primera lección gratis para probar sin compromiso. Well, that's it for this month. Thanks to all of you for listening. If you want to contact us, you can find us on Facebook. Just search Facebook for La Mansión del Inglés and join our growing community of fans. Or send an email to mansionteachers@yahoo.es. And you can also follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter name is MansionTwit. Until next month then, take care and keep practicing English. Bye! The music in this month's podcast was by Revolution Boyd. The album was The Politics of Desire, and the track was Outer Orbit.